And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs. You used to associate crickets with silence. But since you bought a house in the suburbs, you know crickets hate silence. If any other creature realized rubbing its legs together made a piercing, high-pitched noise, they might think, maybe I won't do that. Constantly. All night long. Luckily, you can save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto. Now that's something to make noise about. Just not constantly. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliates and third-party insurers.
This is Special Prosecutor Larry Klayman.
I'm the only lawyer ever to obtain a court ruling that a president of the United States committed a crime.
For truth. For competition.
As a young lawyer, I helped break up AT&T. That's why you have all your cell phones today.
For sovereignty. For the Republic.
I'm the guy who at Judicial Watch, which I founded, uncovered the Chinagate scandal. Millions of dollars going to the Clinton campaign, corrupting our political system.
For the privacy of citizens.
And I'm the only guy to have enjoined the National Security Agency from mass surveillance on hundreds of millions of Americans.
Tearing it up.
I'm the son of meatpackers in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I know how to slice and dice.
Bringing it back.
We're going to take this country apart and put it back together again in the way envisioned by our founding fathers.
It's not just talk.
We're not just regurgitating news stories. Larry Klayman, special prosecutor, is making the news.
And now, here's Larry.
Welcome to this week's edition of Special Prosecutor with Larry Klayman. Lots of very important things happening, some good, some bad. We want to talk about them with our friend and colleague, Major General Paul Vallely of Stand Up America USA Foundation. We've had him on the show before. He's a great patriot. He tells it like he sees it. He's a conservative, obviously. And I want to get the general's take on what's been going on. And we're going to have him throughout the show. So he's in effect co-hosting with China, with balloons, with Taiwan, the whole dynamic of that. And then we're going to move into Ukraine and January 6th, and perhaps even talk about what's going on in Ohio right now. That's a complete outrage with the train derailment and the chemicals that are going into the air. Our government's failing us yet again. So, General, welcome to this week's edition of Special Prosecutor with Larry Klayman.
Well, thank you, Larry. We're never at a loss for discussion items, are we? Every day this government creates something new for us to talk about.
Well, that's right. And let's talk about, you know, what's been flying overhead now for quite a period of time. I have a theory. I want to get yours, is that, you know, whatever it is, obviously, we've known about it. The American people, it was not disclosed to us with these balloons or whatever else these unidentified flying objects may be. Of course, you know, people were quick to blame China, and probably China's behind a lot of it. And Biden wanted to look tough, given the fact that he's been caught red-handed taking bribes from the Chinese, laundered through Hunter. But then it would seem to me he may have been threatened by the Chinese because they've got a lot of inside information about him and his son and his brother. And now, of course, no big deal with China. Don't worry about it. I aren't even going to tell you what's going on. So I want to get your take on it. I mean, that's mine looking at it from the outside, but you're a military expert. You have a better understanding of the dynamic here.
Well, Larry, there's more to come on this, I'm sure. And I think some of your statements there are very true. We're going to find out a lot more about the Chinese connection and what I call the Manchurian president. But balloon technology has been around a long time. The Japanese used lanterns where they put, they sent up a candle lit in the air and they would have a couple pounds of explosives on it. But most of the balloon technology that we have today, as far as the United States, has been weather balloons. But I've been in Israel, as I know you have, and the Israelis developed a very advanced technology and balloons where they put them up over the Lebanese-Israeli border and the Syrian-Israeli border. But the Chinese have perfected it now. And I don't doubt it, they're Chinese balloons. They're testing us, Larry. They're testing our surveillance systems. They're testing our intelligence systems. They're testing our reaction to any kind of incursion into American airspace. But the problem is we're not prepared to deal with the Chinese today. And we have a Manchurian president. As far as I'm concerned, I think he's on the take. Chinese, Xi Jinping, he'll back down Biden at every opportunity, as well as Putin. So anyhow, more to come, I think, Larry, more to come.
I think so. What about these other so-called UFOs, these cylindrical things that they've shot down? It's kind of strange that we even missed it with one of our missiles that didn't hit it. I mean, if you can't shoot down a balloon, we're in big trouble. What do you think, General?
Well, that's right. Those Sidewinders are pretty darn expensive, too, to fire. But who knows what's dropped on the earth and off of South Carolina coastline there. I guess the FBI, why the FBI is involved, it should be a military involved in analyzing what's going on. But the Chinese, I have pictures where they've perfected where they can hang under a balloon rockets and missiles. They also can have bomblets, as we call them, that would contain viruses, a COVID-19 that they could drop, say, over New York or Miami or Washington, D.C., so the technology of balloons is very advanced, and what they can strap to them based on the size of the balloon, they can sail those in any wind stream across around the globe.
Now, some people have said, why would they do that when they have satellites that are very accurate? But wouldn't it be the case that having a balloon go over a nuclear facility or missiles, you know, in the West and Midwest would allow them to grab communications a lot better in terms of, you know, what's going on in terms of, you know, planning for a potential nuclear war?
Yeah, it's a matter of altitude, Larry. The satellites, of course, are way out there, thousands and thousands of miles, hundreds of miles in some cases. But the balloons, like the one that came over across the United States, was at about 60,000 feet. They can lower those balloons down to 50 and 40. And, of course, the cameras that they can strap on them today, they can take a picture of an automobile and the license plate. That's how good the resolution is on these new cameras. And, of course, we used them with Larry Powers way back over Russia, as you may recall. So it's all about surveillance, communication, that they can pick up different traffic on different frequencies. It goes right back to a command center of the Chinese Communist Party, as well as the National or the Liberation Forces, the Chinese military. They're very advanced, and they're taking advantage of it because we have a president that's been on the take with his son. They know we're very vulnerable. They saw the surrender in Afghanistan. So they see an opportunity. They're going to take it. So who knows what's going to happen next?
I was kind of hoping that they were alien spacecraft, General.
No. Chinese aliens. I think they're Chinese aliens.
Yeah. I mean, you know, given the proclivity of the human race to kill each other, et cetera, I thought maybe a little sanity from outer space might do us some good at some point. Tell us.
It probably would. Yeah, probably would.
Now, you've sent out some really important analyses with regard to China's intent with Taiwan and how they would likely start a war and how they would wage it. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, they're prepared to do it. They've done all the reconnaissance. They know exactly the disposition of everything on Taiwan, the outer coastal defenses, the airstrips, their communication command and control centers. And, of course, they said they're going to do it at some point in time. They may well do it. I think they're having so many internal problems within China now with millions of people dying from the COVID lockdown there. Their economy is not doing as well as many people think. But you got to keep in mind also, the Chinese know that the South Koreans, the Japanese, have two of the finest armed forces in the world, and they have the latest equipment. And so, you know, if they're going to launch against Taiwan, it's Japan and the South Koreans aren't going to just wait around to be hit as well. They'll take action. But we do need an alliance out there. Form what we call PALO. That's the Pacific Alliance. And that is formed by the South Koreans, the Philippines, the Filipinos, Japanese, the Thais, and probably the Australians. But we need a new alliance in the Pacific. There's no doubt about it.
Many years ago, when I was a young lawyer and I was doing international trade, I went to Taiwan many times. In fact, I had an office there in Taipei with a Taiwanese colleague. And even at that time, the investment by Taiwan in communist China was great. You know, many of these Chinese families in Taiwan have relatives in China.
That's correct.
I'm wondering whether they would mind, frankly, being taken over. You know, I'm not so sure that they don't feel closer to their family members and the investments that they've made in communist Chinese in China than they do to the United States and their other allies. What are your thoughts on that?
No, I think the Taiwanese understand what's happening to the families in China and what's happened over the last several decades. They know it's a tyrannical regime that runs everything. Out of the billions of people they have in China, there's only about 2 or 3 million that belong to the Chinese Communist Party, and they run everything, a total top-down tyrannical government. The Taiwanese are not that way. They're pure capitalist. They believe in the freedom of speech. They believe in the freedom to be able to congregate, not restricted by a communist tyrannical government. So, no, they'll fight. They don't want to be a part of the communist government.
Or that I certainly hope so.
They don't want it.
But on the other side of the coin, there's so much investment there, China literally can blackmail them. Mm-hmm. In terms of what's going on. The labor rates in Taiwan got so high that they started manufacturing a great deal of their product in China. I remember that, but you're more up to date on that than I am, but I wanted to raise that with you. I'm glad to hear that they will stand
firm. Yeah, but the
firm.
Taiwanese also understand they can manipulate the people within China. So it goes both ways over there. They're very clever. And
well, I know that.
they're a very good armed forces as well. They have one of the top armed forces in the world as well. So they're prepared, but they'll be vastly outnumbered. That's the problem.
Well, we're going to come back at the other end of the break here. Just pose this question. Do you think they may have an atomic weapon or two, the Taiwanese? I would be surprised if they don't. And we'll take that up on the other end of the break. You're listening to Freedom Watch and Special Prosecutor with Larry Klayman, with our very special guest, Major General Paul Vallely. We'll be right back. Until then, go to our website at freedomwatchusa.org. Contribute to our cause with tax-deductible contributions. We need the help. Be right back.
Dangerous.
I don't care. Use the court and the law.
Lethal.
This is bad.
Special Prosecutor.
Very bad.
Larry Klayman.
If you'd like to support Freedom Watch and this radio show, go to freedomwatchusa.org.
I'm back with General Paul Vallely. I asked him a question before the break, whether he thinks the Taiwanese themselves may have nuclear weapons. I mean, they have the technological sophistication to do it. Frankly, I think they would have been stupid not to develop it, much like Israel had to do, defend off what then were very hostile Arab states. What do you think, General? Do you think they may have it and keep it secret, as Israel has tried to do?
I wouldn't doubt it, Larry, and they should have it with the adversary they have out there. Of course, the South Koreans and Japanese and the Taiwanese, they don't like to talk about that. It's very highly classified, very highly classified.
Well, that's an interesting possible scenario here, and I would hope that the Chinese intelligence services would perhaps know that, and that may hold them off. Let's talk about another area of the world that you're expert in and you've written about. What's going on in Ukraine with this corruption that apparently has come to the surface? Even Zelensky now feels compelled to publicly talk about the corruption in Ukraine.
Well, a matter of fact, it's very timely, Larry. We just wrote an article this morning, Ukraine Corruption, the schemes and techniques for enriching the officials. They can get that article on the StandUpAmericaUS.org website. It's posted there now, StandUpAmericaUS.org. But we just published that this morning. It is amazing of all of the different officials, oligarchs that are tied in, basically enriching themselves with American tax dollars. The billions of dollars that we're wasting over there is incredible. And anyhow, hopefully this article will get released in Washington, D.C. The congressmen and senators will pick it up. But we have nailed by name those people involved in the corruption in the Ukrainian government and that are an extension of Zelensky.
What do you think the end result's going to be in Ukraine? Where's it headed?
Russia will have its way. Russia will control the eastern part of Ukraine, which was basically historically Russian. Those four provinces voted they wanted to be Russia, part of Russia. But the Azovs, the Nazis in Ukraine have basically, with the cruelty and the bombing and the killing of fellow Ukrainians in eastern Ukraine for over the last decades, particularly since 2014, has been unbelievable. And that's not published in the press or in the Western media. Listen, the NATO members, they really don't want this to go any further. The Germans don't want it. The British don't want it. Or maybe the British do, along with Biden, because they're in cahoots with each other since they blew up the Nord Stream pipeline, blamed it on Putin. But I think from the standpoint of what's going to happen in the next 30 days is going to be very important. The tanks that we're supposedly shipping over there, they're not there yet. They'll be decimated by the Russians. And the Leopard tanks coming in from Germany, who knows? The Ukrainians aren't even trained on those tanks yet, as far as I know. But we're just dumping billions of dollars in that what we should be using on our southern border. We should be protecting America from the cartels.
Yeah, why do you think the Russians haven't prevailed so far?
Well, their strategy is grind it out. It's not a blitzkrieg like World War II that Hitler used. They're grinding it out in the eastern part of Ukraine. That's what they want. That's what they'll be satisfied with. Putin has said that over and over. But NATO just kept pushing. And if Trump was in office, Trump and Putin would have had this all worked out. This would have never occurred. But they know the weakness of Biden, and they'll take advantage of it. And they know that the prime minister of UK, Macron in France, Trudeau in Canada, Biden in the United States, they're all puppets of the global elites. And the global elites are run Obama, and Obama runs Biden. There you go.
Yeah. Simple as that. Well, we're going to come back in a few minutes. I want to talk about January 6th. I want to talk about our longest segment on this show, General. Get your take on the upcoming presidential elections that are coming up in 2 years. Biden, the dynamics, the fact that Nikki Haley has now thrown her hat in the ring. Let's talk about those things. We'll be right back. Until then, go to freedomwatchusa.org. Get my book, It Takes a Counter-Revolution, Wake Up America, because we need to do more than just sit here and talk and be entertained. And the general, of course, is heavily involved in his own right. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Words that make corrupt politicians make wee-wee in their little pants.
Transparency and the rule of law will be the touchstones of this president.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Special Prosecutor Larry Klayman.
Be the one who makes our country great again. Go to freedomwatchusa.org and donate.
I'm back with Major General Paul Vallely. When I contacted him this morning, he was engaged in talking about what's happening with January 6th. I've been involved in that. Freedom Watch, our group, has been involved in that. We have two class actions for the peaceful protesters. It's not just the Gestapo of a Biden Justice Department. It's the corrupt judges on the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia, both Democrat and Republican appointed, who are throwing peaceful protesters in prison without bail initially, and then making them get down on their knees and give forced confessions to lessen their prison time with the ultimate sentences. It's frightening. It's something that you would see in Iran or North Korea or elsewhere, in my opinion. The judges put on the bench with political campaign contributions and other forms of bribery, and that's what it is, are the tools of the establishments of both political parties, and they're frightened themselves that the masses may ultimately come for them because they haven't done their job in the last decades in allowing for any kind of justice in this country. And I trust that everything will be peaceful and legal. But on the other side of the coin, if there's a cause for January 6th, and actually I've said this to the judges of that court in D.C., the federal court, look in the mirror. You're the primary cause for January 6th. And frankly, January 6th was a patriotic enterprise, simply an uprising, primarily peaceful. Next time, if you don't shape up, it's going to be a lot worse. And that's not a threat. I don't want to see anybody harmed, and neither do you, General. But to me, that was the first manifestation that we will see of a potential bloody revolution. Give me your thoughts on it.
Well, you're exactly right. And we're in the initial phases of a civil war in this country. It may go to a revolution, the way they're stirring things up and are dividing the country. But Larry, let me tell you something, and your audience. Last evening, I talked to six members. I should say they're called J-6ers, right? I talked to five of them last night, incarcerated in the detentional facility in Washington, D.C. And it was so enlightening, Larry, that now I'm putting together a whole plan, which will be a national plan, to make sure that we get all of those released from jail, from incarceration. And as they said last night, they felt maybe Guantanamo Bay was even better. The conditions are horrible. They put them in what they call the hole here, what do they call that? Solitary confinement, the food, the stink, the corruption of the guards. It's just horrible. And I talked to all the members I talked to last night, by the way, were military veterans, and they're being treated worse or just as bad as the gulags in Russia. The guards, what they do to them, what they restrict them to do, how they injure them in many cases. One of the individuals had cancer. He can't even get proper treatment. They do get the opportunity to go over to the VA hospital there, I guess, if they're sick or something, but under horrendous conditions. We have got to get releases. We need subpoenas from the House of Representatives in order to get total justice for these people, the J-6ers, as they call them.
Well, so what is your specific plan? Because, you know, regrettably, the Republicans on Capitol Hill are pounding their chest, we're going to do X, Y, Z. They really have right. No power other than to do dog and pony show hearings, unfortunately, in the House of Representatives. They have to go to the Biden Gestapo of a Justice Department to enforce any subpoenas. They have to go to the Biden Justice Department to bring any criminal charges. And frankly, many of these judges should be criminally charged for violating their oath of office as well. We're doing that at Freedom Watch with our, as you know, you participated as a witness in that regard. And the trial is still ongoing in Boise, Idaho. And but as far as the government is concerned, you know, and the Republicans, it's just become a dog and pony show. So what can we do? I have two class action lawsuits against the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, and Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI. Those were civil damages for what's going on. But how do we free these people?
Well, I just want to say at this point in time, my team is putting together a strategic plan that is going to address all those issues. I will provide you that plan as soon as we develop it. It's a nationwide plan. We're going to get the American people to rise up, and that's where it has to be. Even the new movement we launched 2 weeks ago, Larry, called the Citizens Commission to Restore America. This is the follow-on movement to America First. And you may remember I gave Trump the American First theme in 2016. I gave him two themes, Path to Glory from the Revolutionary War and American First, which I wrote those American First papers in 2014. This is the follow-on, Restore America, and I will send you more information on it. But we're on a roll here at the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation. We're going to take charge, and we are going to make sure this information warfare that's been against us, we're going to turn it around against these left-wing ideologues and the Bidens and the puppets that we have in our government. So we're going to be on a roll here, Larry.
Well, good. I look forward to working with you in that regard for whatever we can do, because these people are patriots. They're not traitors. And it wasn't an insurrection. It was an uprising, which was justifiable. And it could have been a lot stronger. It could have been like the storming of the Bastille on July 14th, 1789. But it wasn't. But it's going to get to that unless peacefully and legally we can solve these things. And that's not a threat.
Well, we'll be in touch, Larry. I definitely want to work with your team and my team. We'll send you the draft plan as soon as we get it. But we're going to be on a march here. Turn things around in 2023. We cannot wait any longer, America. Get off your derrieres and do something. Help us out. Help Larry's foundation out. Help the Stand Up a U.S. Foundation. We're doing
Where can I reach you for that?
We have plans. Go to standupamericaus.org. All the Restore America documents on there will be we have placed on, as I said, the Ukraine corruption scandal that's going on. Those are the two recent news items. But I do want to work with Freedom Watch and you on what we're going to do about the incarceration of these great Americans who are being absolutely brutalized by our justice system.
Yeah, all they are charged with essentially is trespass, and they do significant time. And it's not even trespass because it's our capital. Not theirs.
That's right.
Let's talk about Trump. Trump promises that if he's reelected or elected, whatever you want to call it,
right,
that he will pardon all of these peaceful protesters. What do you think are his prospects for, number one, running for the president again in 2024 and winning?
Well, it looks like he is. He's going to run. He's got to get a better team around him. He didn't have a very good team in the White House, that's for sure. He never had the generals and admirals working with him. He's got to change his demeanor. I would pull in Kerry Lake as a vice president, or I could support DeSantis and Kerry Lake. But Trump has got to really come up with a strategy that's going to forge a very strong following, which is the follow-on to America First and MAGA, and that's Restore America. Trump can solve all these problems. He knows how to do it. He just has to change his demeanor and his personality a little bit. He's got to smile more. People like leaders that smile, but they lead, and he can do that. But he needs a better team than he's had.
Well, I agree with you. He's never had the right people around him. And, you know, you are who you associate with to a large extent. And the people he's had around him are, you know, frankly, some of them thieves, someone con men, and others. He needs to get rid of those kinds of people.
Yeah,
you know, he comes from the gambling industry. He's had lobbyists in and around him, and he needs to get his act together. But what frightens me is that someone like Trump, who is so much out there, is most likely to get indicted by this Gestapo of a Justice Department. When you see all these people coming into the primaries, presumably, you know, Nikki Haley has already declared, former governor of South Carolina, and he has the lion's share of support, Trump, even at 38%, if there's more than one candidate in the race, he will clearly win. And that will then cause this Gestapo of a Biden Justice Department to indict him, you know, for sedition with regard to January 6th, for phony tax charges and everything else. And they'll destroy the man.
They may not even be around.
Yeah.
Those people may not be around, Larry, because I'll tell you what the Democrats are planning. They're going to pay Kamala Harris millions of dollars to step down. They're going to bring somebody in like Michelle Obama as the vice president. And then Biden will step down because of mental derangement, dementia, or whatever he has. Michelle Obama will move up to be president. That's what they're thinking. They're already rolling the dice on what to do. They don't want Biden to run because he will lose, and he won't be capable. He won't be capable. He gets diminished each and every day when you listen to him.
I think you're absolutely right. They will not bring in, frankly, someone who's white, you know, as vice president, because that would cause a huge uproar. So Michelle Obama is possible. Hakeem Jeffries is possible. Others are possible. And they'll give Kamala Harris something else. Maybe they'll kill a Supreme Court justice, God forbid, and put her on the bench. Who knows?
Soros will pay her off $2 million. That's what she'll do. She knows she's totally incompetent, or maybe she doesn't even realize it yet. But have you ever seen more incompetent people in our government than we have now? That's why you may see a revolution in this country. We're not going to take it anymore. We're not going to take them and take away our guns, our freedoms. Americans are awakening up, Larry. We're not going to be passive anymore.
And that's the subtitle of my book. It takes a counter-revolution, wake up America. You know, I always say people our age, General, you know, we have to think about our kids, grandkids, and future generations. It's not just about ourselves. You know, we'll make it across the finish line, so to speak, or the end line, as we call it. But the young people in this country are going to be left living in a literal hellhole, and they already are in many ways. And our founding fathers recognized that. Washington and Jefferson and the others, they'd be millionaires today with inflation. And they risked everything because they knew what was going to happen in the long run. And when you look back to 1776, we talked about this at our Third Continental Congress that you participated in Philadelphia, where our delegates are meeting to declare independence to form a new government, not a new nation, is that we're far worse off today than we were under King George III. He was Mother Teresa compared to these people, and he wasn't a freak.
You got that right. That's why we're going to defeat him, and we're going to take action each and every day now in 2023. We're going to take this country back.
We've got to do it collectively. In terms of the culture war, I mean, this is something as well that needs to be addressed. You know, the pushing off perverted ideologies and lifestyles on children, protecting the people who are doing it, frankly, the perverts who do it in schools behind the backs of our kids. How do we arrest that? I mean, how are we going to deal with it? Because it's so widespread right now that it permeates every aspect of this country.
Well, we are taking action at the local school board levels. We have some very brave women in the country. We have Charlie Kirk and Turning Point USA on 125 different campuses, getting more young people to be conservative. So there's a lot of things going on at the grassroots level. And that's why if they rally around the new movement, Restore America, we'll take more action. But it's got to be at the county level. It's got to be at the low levels of our population. We need the Patriot Guards to be formed to work with our sheriffs to counter the lack of policing in our cities and the criminality that's increasing everywhere, Seattle, San Francisco, Los Angeles, wherever you look. So there is action being taken. We're taking a lot of action here in Montana.
We'll be right back with Major General Paul Vallely for our verdict. Stay tuned.
Before he was a trial lawyer, he he sliced them and diced them.
People used to ask me, Larry, what caused you to start Judicial Watch and now Freedom Watch, given the powerful forces in this country that put you at risk?
In a meat packing plant.
I'm the son of meat packers in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I know how to slice and dice.
A very special prosecutor, Larry Klayman.
If you'd like to support Freedom Watch and this radio show, go to freedomwatchusa.org.
We're back with The Verdict, fellow patriots, people of faith, those who believe in the vision and creation of our founding fathers. Clearly, this country's in crisis. Clearly, there are many things that we have to do to wake up America, to get them to fight back. Every front, we're on the cusp of nuclear war. We have disease. We have rampant crime. Our nation's been bankrupted by the policies and actions of Joe Biden and his band of leftists. Recently, he's moved further left, which is why there's the calls to remove him are not vocal anymore. But under the surface, as Major General Valley has said, the Democrats want him removed and will probably wind up with someone running such as Michelle Obama or whatever the case may be. So it's time for you, ladies and gentlemen, fellow patriots, people of faith, to rise up. If you care about future generations, if you care about your kids, you can't just be entertained by watching Sean Hannity at night. You have to actually do something. So I want you to go to freedomwatchusa.org. We need to get bigger. We need more lawyers. We need to work with people like Major General Paul Vallely and Stand Up America USA Foundation. And Paul, tell us, you know, where people can reach you as well. I want them to go to freedomwatchusa.org and support our cause, but I also want them to support your cause, because we can't win this alone. As Benjamin Franklin said, either we all hang together or separately we will hang. So, Paul, close this out. Tell people how they can help you, because you are one of the truly brave and fearless people out there who not only tells it like it is, but actually does something about it.
Well, I'm 83 years old, Larry, and I'll tell you what, I'm up for the fight, because we're going to defeat these left-wing ideologues. These people are taking down our country, the global elitists that are running everything. I'm just fed up like many Americans are. But anyhow, a movement in the United States requires leadership, structure, organization, just like America First, Restore America Now. And if you go to standupamericaus.org, give donations to Freedom Watch as well as to Stand Up America U.S., and we're going to make things happen, but we need support across the country at the grassroots level. Larry, thank you for having me on today, by the way. I really appreciate it.
Well, you've always been a good friend and colleague, and I respect you a great deal, General. There are very few people like you in this country, and as Lee Iacocca used to say, that we're old enough to remember that, who ran Chrysler for a while, not that, you know, I'm trying to deify him, lead, follow, or get out of the way. And that's where it is today. If we don't lead, we will have no country left for our kids, grandkids, and future generations, much less ourselves. So thank you for everything that you've done. I want people to go to freedomwatchusa.org, get my book, It Takes a Counter-Revolution. It's not just talk, it's action. We are trying criminals in this government as we speak. We have the right to do it as citizens, just like our founding fathers took back their legal system. We take back our own. We can try. We can seek convictions. We can sentence. And we can even carry out citizens' arrests once we get the legal process to do it. We cannot be afraid. Our founding fathers were not afraid. We have to take calculated risks. We are doing it peacefully and legally. And if we get enough people, then we can wage a peaceful and legal revolution. So get the word out to join freedomwatchusa.org and Stand Up America USA Foundation. We are on your side. We will not shirk from our responsibility. And we have God on our side. We have the Father and Son on our side. Our founding fathers would not have won the Revolutionary War without the divine providence. They invoked it. Sure, France helped us, but now we have to help ourselves, because if we don't help ourselves, all will be lost. And you can see that. You can't believe the word the government says anymore. Everything that comes out of their mouth is a total lie. You have evil Democrats on one side, and you have worthless Republicans on the other. And it is time for the American people to do it for themselves. So, General, I thank you for coming on, and thank your retired generals and admirals out there. I know feel the same way, and there will come a point in time when peaceful and legally we will have to rise up and take this country back, and hopefully we can do it without bloodshed. Thank you very much. We'll be back next week with another edition of Special Prosecutor with Larry Klayman. Until then, remember, the Father and Son will only help us if we help ourselves. Thank you for listening to us.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.